Sri Bhagavan replies to questions submitted by Sri DCC and found in the June 1953 edition of the Call Divine. Kohim, Japa of Kohim is not correct. Put the question, who am I, once, and then concentrate on finding the source of the ego and preventing the occurrence of thoughts. Pranayama. You should not attend to the breath if you are capable of concentrating on the inquiry without it. Some may have to attend to the breath if unable to concentrate on the inquiry alone. Some may practice Kevala Kumbhaka, retention of breath, during the inquiry. Some may require the help of regular pranayama also to steady the mind and control the thoughts. All these practices are to be given up when the mind becomes strong enough to pursue the inquiry without aid. Pranayama is to be practiced with the usual caution. It will gradually increase the power and duration of the kumbhaka. It will make the mind one-pointed, take its help if unable to concentrate without it. Pranayama is like the reins to control the mind horse, or like brakes to control the wheels of thought. The true answer will come by itself. Suggestive replies to the inquiry, such as Sivoham, etc., are not to be given to the mind during the meditation. The true answer will come by itself. Any answer the ego may give cannot be correct. These affirmations or auto-suggestions may be of help to those who follow other methods, but not in this method of inquiry. If you go on asking, the reply will come. The method of inquiry is dhyana, and the effortless state is jnana. Guru Mantra. I is also a Guru Mantra. The first name of God is I. Tasya Aham Nama. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Even Om comes later. Atma or the real self is always saying I. There is no mantra without the person, the Aham, who does the japa. The japa of Aham is always going on within. Japa leads to dhyana, and dhyana leads to jnana. Japa is always going on. Japa and God are one and the same. See the philosophy of the name as given by Saint Namdev. You may practice Saguna meditation or the method of inquiry according to your inclinations. Only that method will appeal to a person which is most suitable for him. You may continue all activities without losing hold of the knowledge of who you are. You may continue all activities as prompted by the inner controller. They will go on even without your efforts. What you are destined to do, you cannot avoid. They will come your way of their own accord. You are already perfect. Don't entertain thoughts of imperfection, the lack of desirable qualities, etc. You are already perfect. Get rid of the idea of imperfection or the need for development. There is nothing to realize or annihilate. You are the self. The ego does not exist. Pursue the inquiry and see if there is anything to be realized or annihilated. See if there is any mind to be controlled. The effort is being made by the mind, which in reality does not exist. Real asana. Real asana is being established in the self-reality or the source. Sit in yourself. Where can the self go and sit? everything sits in the self. Find out the source of the I and sit there. Don't have the idea that the self cannot be realized without the help of asanas, etc. They are not at all necessary. The chief thing is to inquire and reach the source of the ego. The details such as posture, etc. may distract the mind towards them or to the body. The real book, you may read whichever book you like. Self, Atma is the real book. You can look into it whenever you like. Nobody can take it away. It is always at hand to be read. Hold on to yourself and then you can read any book. Doubts, fears and worries. Ask yourself, to whom do these doubts, fears and worries occur? And they will vanish. Cease to pay attention to them. Pay attention to the self within. Fear, worry and doubt can only arise when there are two or when anything else exists apart from or separate from or outside you. If you turn the mind inward towards the self, fears, etc. will disappear. If you try to remove a doubt or fear, another doubt or fear will arise. There will be no end to them. The best method to annihilate them is to ask, to whom do they occur? And they will disappear. To destroy a tree by plucking its leaves one by one is impossible. By the time you pluck just a few, other leaves will grow. Remove the root of the tree, the ego, and the whole tree with its leaves and branches will then be destroyed. Prevention is better than cure. The ego and the heart. The ego arises within the body. Hence, in the first instance, you may look within the body for its source. When you reach the source, there will be no inside or outside because the source of the self is all-pervading. After realization, everything will be seen to be in the self. The heart is defined as the place from which the I thought arises. Heart means the center of consciousness. It cannot be identified with any part of the body.